This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today magazine. This week, we preview some upcoming holiday events, and we talk about the plight of poor billionaires. As we head into the holiday season, there's a lot going on in the Heartland, with Christmas celebrations getting underway even before Thanksgiving. Mike Austin previews some fun family events.
Kick off the holiday season in Chicago, Saturday, November 23rd. That's when the magnificent Mile Lights Festival gets underway on Michigan Avenue with a lighted parade and, of course, the Macy's store window displays, a tradition that dates back to 1870. Now, the fifth floor of Macy's is an amazing fantasy world of snow-capped mountains, twinkling lights, cuddly bears, candy canes, and a Christmas village. There'll also be a holiday parade in Milwaukee, Wisconsin that same day with floats, giant helium balloon figures, 20 different bands, and a live nativity scene. Now, a winterer's gathering is set for Grand Marais, Minnesota starting on the 23rd. They'll have a tent encampment, winter skills seminars, Arctic Film Festival, and a chili feed. Madison, Wisconsin will host a holiday art fair that features fine art, music, and a rediscovered art and treasurer's sale. That same Saturday, the Dutch town of Pella, Iowa, celebrates Skinterlas Day, where the man in the red suit arrives in a big wooden ship. He wears a bishop's mitre, and he has a Moorish servant as his helper. A parade is followed by a party at the Opera House. Now, the day after Thanksgiving, Minneapolis stages the Holidazzle Parade. That's a procession of lighted fairy tale figures, hot cocoa, and live music. Meanwhile, Red Wing, Minnesota, along the Mississippi River, will hold a holiday stroll, including horse-drawn carriage rides, roasted chestnuts, carolers, live penguins, and reindeer. The historic community of Lake Charles, Illinois, will have an electric parade Friday, November 29th as well, with free horse-drawn sleigh rides. Now, there's a dickens of a Christmas planned for Ripon, Wisconsin. That's where a Victorian-themed festival includes living windows in downtown shops Friday evening, December the 6th, an enchanted forest of decorated trees, and a gingerbread house contest. Saturday, December 7th, Cedarburg, Wisconsin, holds a holiday shopping fair with the Christmas in the Country Arts and Crafts Show. And that same weekend, Decorah, Iowa, will have a Scandinavian food, the theater, and singing. And in the Amana Colonies, also in Iowa, there's a prelude to Christmas. You can visit the decorated Tannenbaum Forest, go on a cookie walk, buy gifts at the Craft Bazaar, and take a Christmas house tour. And last but not least, Duluth, Minnesota holds its Bentleyville Tour of Lights on December 7th. Tour the retro cool lighted decorations, see a tree that dances to music, and then visit with Santa and Mrs. Claus, culminated by fireworks at night. Have a great time. I'm Mike Austin for the Midwest Today Radio Edition saying, happy traveling.
Thanks, Mike. Be sure to check out the Midwest Today Magazine Digital Edition and our newly redesigned website. You might be surprised what you find there. It's at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. Although the 2013 food stamp budget of $78 billion is less than the 2012 investment earnings of just 20 wealthy Americans, food stamps are being cut, while not a penny extra is being taken from the multi-billionaires. Children who make up nearly half of the 48 million recipients will get just $1.40 per meal. Meanwhile, casino billionaire Steve Wynn complains that, quote, "Guys like me are job creators, and we don't like having a bullseye painted on our backs," unquote. The reality is that corporate profits have doubled in the last 10 years, while the corporate tax percent has been cut in half. And while this has happened, millions of jobs have been lost. Steve Wynn's casino resorts went from an income of $39 million and 32,400 employees in 2009 to a gigantic $728 million in 2012 earnings, during which time he fired half of his employees and now only has 16,000. A wealthy country like ours can't feed hungry children, treat the sick, secure us in retirement, or provide job opportunities for middle-class Americans. But we sure can protect the super rich. That's our show. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition,